North Vernon is a small town in southeast Indiana. And like a lot of rural areas, it was hit hard by both the opioid epidemic and a shortage of skilled workers. As Indiana Public Broadcasting's Justin Hicks reports, a local manufacturing company and a group of pastors set out to solve both problems, with a solution they say other places could learn from.
A couple of years ago, Zach Ritchie was driving back from Cincinnati with friends after buying heroin.
Got the stuff, went to the mall, see what was all at the mall, and stopped at the gas station.
At the gas station, someone brought out the drugs.
We all did it, and then by the time we pulled out of the gas station, dude, it just totally stopped my heart and everything, yeah.
Fortunately, he was given treatment and survived. But even after that, he kept using drugs until he was eventually caught at a traffic stop near his home and arrested for possession. In fact, the local sheriff's office estimates that a little more than half of all arrests they make stem from drug use. But today, Ritchie is in a completely different place. He has a full-time job, a fiancé, and doesn't use opioids at all. He credits the turnaround to a partnership in his hometown of North Vernon between a group of pastors and a plastics molding company called Decatur Plastic Products.
Inside your car, if there's anything plastic, there's a chance that this is the process that was done.
That's Kent Stroud, one of the pastors that helped Ritchie. He and some local pastors would walk the factory floor once a week and counsel workers with anything they wanted to talk about. One of the owners, Robert Riley, says pragmatically it was just an easy way to combat a high employee turnover rate.
If we can't help the community in which we operate and the community erodes, then the business is going to disappear.
But outside the factory, pastors kept watching families in North Vernon struggle with opioid addiction and the way it could derail people's jobs and housing. So he got the pastors together to pitch a novel idea. What if Decatur Plastics donated the money for a supervised house for former drug users and then employed them at the plastics factory?
It was a very easy decision for us because this is a community that really needed it.
The pastors got the house and called it the Potter's House. Stroud made a deal with a local judge and prosecutor to allow an inmate to live at the house on probation with a life coach. They reluctantly agreed since it would free up jail space. But the next thing Stroud needed was their first participant. So he went to the county jail. And that's where he met Ritchie.
And I was just like, man, I'm in trouble. It's going to be a while before I get out.
Stroud laid out the plan to Ritchie. If he accepted, he'd be a guinea pig of sorts, spending a year at the Potter's House while working full-time at the plastics company. And if Ritchie relapsed or went back to jail, it could kill the whole program before it even really started.
And I knew this is my second chance. So I pretty much said, I'm your guy. I promise I'll make it all the way through there.
Ritchie moved into the house, and after a few months with no major problems, a few more inmates came. Stroud says a large part of their success came when people were able to put a face to the opioid crisis. It helped the community tackle a huge nationwide issue by focusing on one person at a time.
And this is only one small house, and this is only one employer, but in a community, it brings hope, and to a problem, it brings real people. And so it doesn't just affect Zach. This has had an impact on Grandma and Grandpa and Mom and Dad and now fiance and baby. You know, that's a big chunk of our community.
Encouraged by the Potter's House, Decatur Plastics Products also started a work release program for women inmates. Now Stroud estimates about 1 in every 10 employees came through some type of second chance program. Rachel Halleck focuses on addiction programs at Indiana's Family and Social Services Administration. She says often, people recovering from addiction need to fulfill basic needs like housing and a steady job, things they may have never had before in their lives.
That's an incredibly monumental task, and for organizations to come in and help with housing stability or employment training, any one of these helps give a leg up to a person that's attempting to rebuild their life.
With unemployment rates at historic lows and available workers hard to come by, more companies might start looking at those who need just a little bit of help to get back into the workforce. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Justin Hicks.